expect to see you here.
Look, it's me. I'm here. Deal with it. Let's move on.
Moving on to the Bob Bell Show on Joy 620 WRJZ.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
Is it that day again? It is that day again.
Hey! Hello, everybody!
Julie. Does that sound like Yogi Bear there?
Hey! Hey, Dave. Hey, boo-boo.
Guess what day it is?
Hey, boo-boo. You're smarter than the average bear.
Guess what day it is?
Guess what day it is?
Surrounded by camels and surrounded by bears. Tis the Bob Bell Show.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
6:08, 8 minutes after 6 o'clock. Enjoy 620 WRJZ and 102.5.
What day is it, Mike?
Mike, tell them what day it is.
I know you can hear me.
That's right.
Guess what today is?
Yeah.
Leslie, guess what today is?
Today is Wednesday.
Leslie, guess what today is?
Already, it's Wednesday the 13th.
It's hump day.
Yeah. So good morning and welcome in. So good to have you along. Joy 620 WRJZ. Saddened by a couple of things. One of them is Tennessee's streak is over as far as baseball. They got beat by Tennessee Tech last night at Smoky Stadium, 3-2. It is not the end of the world because, frankly, can I say this? They probably needed to lose. Just to straighten them up a little bit. Baseball, you're not supposed to go undefeated in baseball. That's football stuff. Basketball, you're not supposed to go undefeated. You're supposed to get beat every so often to wake you up a little bit. Hey, you're not all that. And for these guys, it was probably good for them. And people went out to the ballpark at Smoky Stadium. They still had a good time. They decided to play with wooden bats. A lot of people said that was a problem. Well, no. Tennessee Tech played with wooden bats, too. I mean, you know, it's they just lost. 23 straight wins, though. What an accomplishment. And they still don't have a conference loss, and that's probably the most important thing. The other thing that that did sadden me was I read where last night Gilbert Godfrey passed away. He was the original Aflac duck voice. Now, of course, I remember him from Aladdin, but also I used to watch USA's Up All Night. That's what he called it. You're watching USA's Up All Night. And he was a comedian, and he made edgy jokes. Fact is, he got in trouble for making one of those edgy jokes at one point. And he wasn't seen on television much more. Plus, Aflac took him off the voice of the duck because he made an edgy joke. And it probably did hurt some people's feelings. Folks, these comedians, part of their humor is eventually going to hit home with you. I'm not saying that's good. I always try not to make humor about somebody else and downing them. What I try to do is, if I do any kind of humor, it's self-deprecating. But even at that, got to be careful. Now, there was a report coming out of the White House. Did you hear about this? In the East Lawn, there was evidently the president was, well, some pigeons got him. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Some pigeons pooped on him. The further line says it was because they mistook him for a statue. That's sad. 11 minutes after 6 o'clock at Joy 620, WRJZ. You can say anything about me. It's all up for grabs. And I got staff members around here that cut me down all the time. It's fun. But we know it in good fun. We actually love each other. If you take yourself too seriously, you can get all upset about over this, that, or the other. Don't do it. I was laughing with my doctor yesterday talking about being gravitationally challenged. And he said, yes, well, this is self-inflicted. There's something you could do about that. And I said, you better believe it. So he's talking about accountability. He did not trigger me. He did not make me upset, and I didn't go away crying. I went away smiling, knowing one, that my doctor loves me and he wants to see me have the best, make sure that I'm in the best shape. And just like anybody else, or even like my friend Dr. Jake, they want to make sure that we're up and running at top capacity so that you and I can do the Lord's work. And it is a distinct privilege to have you here. Whether you're streaming on WRJZ.com, or you're at AM 620, or you're at 102.5 FM, or you're in Sevier County listening at 99.5, pull up a chair and have a seat. It's time for today's edition of The Time Capsule.
The Time.
Today is National Scrabble Day. I never was very good at playing Scrabble, but I knew some people who were. April 13th is also International Joe Bell Birthday Day. Joe Bell Birthday Day. That's my brother, Joseph Brockway Bell, celebrating his birthday today. It is the 103rd day of the year, 262 days remaining. Happy birthday, brother. As Mama would say, we're glad you were born. The first known elephant to arrive in the United States came to America on this date in 1796. The elephant was from Bengal, India, and entered the United States in New York City. My daughter, my youngest daughter, had a chance to go to that place in India and see several elephants up close and in person. She said it was really, they are more huge than you think when you stand next to them. It's just, it's daunting. She also got into a cage with a bunch of tigers that were like half drugged up, or either that or they had eaten so much meat, they said that they were near comatose, along with several other people. This was a normal thing in this part of India. You pet the tigers. So she sends me back a picture. This is way back when pictures sending across the world had just started. This is many years ago. My little daughter, my precious one, sends me a picture of her petting a tiger. And my heart almost went up in my throat. A lot of different things they do there in India. Thomas Jefferson's memorial was dedicated on this date in 1943, 200 years after he was born. This is his birthday, by the way. By the way, a marathon Oscar-winning movie, one of them, was It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. 188 minutes, Mr. Dave.
It's a mad, 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 mad world.
I forgot about that opening. That's cool. We could probably do something with that on the air, couldn't we? Because you know it's a mad, 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 mad world. 188 minutes, another Oscar-winning movie from 1964. From Joy 620, WRJZ, Jack Nicklaus won his sixth Masters green jacket with a 9-under par 279. Vern Lundquist was heard to say the magic words, "Yes, sir," when he hit a long eagle putt. I think it was on number 13. I could be wrong. Swimmer Michael Phelps won the 2003 Sullivan Award as top amateur athlete on this date in 2004. Michael Phelps, known for eating at least a dozen eggs each morning while training, for sure. As I said, Thomas Jefferson's birthday, he was the third United States president from 1801 to 1809, serving two terms. F.W. Frank Winfield Woolworth was born on this date in 1852, a merchant who created the 5 and 10 cent store, Woolworth's 5 and Dime. Don Adams, ladies and gentlemen, was born on this date in 1923. Do you remember Get Smart, winning an Emmy in 1966 and 67, and the next season in 67 and 68? Love Don Adams. Don James Yarny is his actual name. He also starred in Back to the Beach. Passed away in 2005. I was so glad to have Don Adams. Didn't he serve in the military? You were telling me that? Yeah, he did. In the Marine Corps, Guadalcanal. Wow. From Joy 620 WRJZ, also, it is the birthdate of Lyle Waggoner from the Carol Burnett Show back in the day. He was born on this date in 1935. Lyle Waggoner played on many skits of the Carol Burnett Show. Later played opposite Wonder Woman back in the day, in television days. What a wonderful guy. Lyle, a handsome dude, too. Died in March of 2020. Lyle Waggoner. Also, happy birthday goes out to Edward Fox. Edward Fox of Gulliver's Travels turns 85 today on the celebrity birthday list. Not only was he on Gulliver's Travels, he was on Gandhi. Starred in The Mirror Cracked. Force 10 from Navarone. The Big Sleep. A Bridge Too Far. Day of the Jackal. Edward Fox has been a lot of good stuff. That's what he's been in. Tremendous actor. 85 today. From Joy 620, WRJZ, happy birthday. I can't hardly believe this. From Law & Order, Paul Sorvino turns 83 this morning. You believe that? Seems like he's been there forever, hadn't he? But he has. It's because he's been there for a long time. More coming up as we search for the right stuff in a few moments. After traffic and weather, Joy 620, WRJZ and 102.5 FM, 99.5 in Sevier County. Hey, you're listening to The Bob Bell Show.
Bell Show.
Should we believe the hype?
Something you can believe in.
What hype?
Well, something.
Bob Bell. Joy 620. WRJZ.
Turning 80 today, the incomparable Academy Award winning composer, Bill Conti, is 80 this morning. Composer of The Score from The Right Stuff, 1983. Composer of Dynasty, Falcon Crest, and Inside Edition. Several other themes go to his credit. There's a lot of them. Bill Conti, turning 80 this morning. Happy birthday at 6:23 also goes out to Tony Dow. From Leave It to Beaver, Tony Dow, Beaver's older brother.
Leave It to Beaver.
Is 77 this morning. Can you believe that?
Barbara Billingsley.
Yep.
Hugh Beaumont.
Check.
Tony Dow.
Who's now 77.
And Gary Mathers as the Beaver.
I thought this was funny. The other things that he's credited with starring in, Back to the Beach. Which, if you'll remember, just a second ago, I said Don Adams also starred in. True. High School USA and Death Scream. That's it. He's known as Tony Dow, Wally. I'll leave it to Beaver. Al Green, the singer, is 76 today. Yeah. Let's Stay Together. Now that's some soul. Singer and songwriter extraordinary. Also a good man of faith. Tired of Being Alone is another one of his hits. You Ought to Be With Me. Here I Am and Call Me. But Al Green, 76 this morning. Joy 620, WRJZ, 102.5 FM, 99.5 in Sevier County. 625 also, while we're in the soul genre, Peebo Bryson turns 71 this morning. Man, I remember playing that at U102. Time and again, time and again, time and again. Some of you old U102 alumni are going, yeah, boy, we sure played that a lot. Yes, we did. And from Miami Vice, actress Sandra Santiago turned 65 this morning. Happy birthday, Sandra. Sandra Santiago, really mostly known for her roles in Miami Vice. She starred in something else called Beat Street, and I never did see anything about that. But happy 65th birthday, Sandra. Also, happy birthday goes out to Garry Kasparov, world chess champion, international grandmaster chess player. He turns 59 today. Turning 58 today, Davis Love III, golf champion, 18-time PGA Tour winner. Love, Davis Love. Well, he's got a swing as smooth as silk. Guy's great. Happy birthday. You won't believe this, Claybo. 52 years. Rick Schroeder is 52. He was the little blonde-headed boy in Silver Spoons when he was Ricky Schroeder. A few years later, he told everybody, I'll quit calling me Ricky. My name is Rick. And then he starred in NYPD Blue and Crimson Tide and Texas Lonesome, and Lonesome Dove, that is. Hansel and Gretel, forgot about that. But Rick Schroeder, 52, from Silver Spoons. And also, a big happy birthday goes out to Home Improvement's own Courtney Peldon, who turns 41 today. And she also starred in Boston Public. That's right. Courtney Peldon also starred in that 70s show, The Pretender. Star Trek, Deep Space Nine, but nobody saw it. Well, they didn't watch it. Nash Bridges was a good show. Renegade. Out on a Limb. Little Giants. So much more. Joy 620 WRJZ. Happy birthday, one and all. I started to put Bokeem Woodbine down there, the actor from Riddick and Almost Heroes, but I didn't. Or Total Recall 2012, and I said, eh. Happy birthday to tight end Dan Campbell, New York Giants, turning 46 today. But there you are, all of the time capsule that we have opened up for today. We've got a bunch of them to open up for tomorrow. It's going to be great. Today is Wednesday, though. My brother, born on this date in 1956, retired Navy SEAL, served with distinction. I could tell you about some of the stories he told, but not much. I don't want him to have to hurt me, so I don't tell him. No classified information. He's never spilled that. I can tell you this, hanging up on his wall is a commendation from one Ronald Reagan, Ronaldus Magnus. Some commendation from somewhere in the 80s for doing something, and it's not specific.
Well, no, they're not specific.
But he did attend meetings with the president from time to time with the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Whoa.
That's pretty serious business.
Hey.
Well, Navy SEALs, you know.
Well, what they do is top secret. They're not going to talk about it.
You know, for the longest time, I never would get on the air and say he was a Navy SEAL. I just said he served in the United States Navy with distinction. And we're thankful for his service and his sacrifice. Now he is a resource officer at South Doyle Middle School.
Mm-hmm.
And those middle schoolers just love him. I mean, the fact that he's a little rough around the edges, but he's good with kids. Always has been good with kids. I like it.
Oh,
I like my brother. He's all right.
My wife had posted something here on Facebook. I thought she should be addressed here.
Oh.
A church in Corryton, yeah. You may have heard, was vandalized.
Not yours, was it?
No. Washington Presbyterian Church on Washington Pike.
Oh, yeah.
Had been vandalized, caused thousands of dollars in damage.
Remember, we had their pastor on. It's sort of a church revitalization. But their pastor had taken over. The elder congregation had pretty much slipped down to very low attendance.
Mm-hmm.
And a revitalization congregation has replaced it. But, yeah, Washington Church out on Washington Pike has been vandalized. Huh. So they did thousands of dollars. It's a beautiful old building.
Oh, yeah. It's a historic building. It's apparently they went into the kitchen and strewn things all over the place. I don't know if they were looking for something in particular or if kids got in there, vandalized it. But somebody just had some meanness in their minds, I can tell you.
That's sad because it's a beautiful place.
You see, the pictures are just awful.
And wonderful people. Oh, that's sad. Well, there's a place for us to rally around and help our friends at Washington Pike Church.
Yeah.
6:30, half past the hour. Joy 620 WRJZ. We're streaming live at WRJZ.com. You click the Listen Live button and join us. Coming up with Tanya Stout Brown, all the news fit to be heard, brought to you by LB Chase Heating and Air. It may be time to get a checkup. Call for an appointment today. Tell them you heard it here on the Bob Bell Show on Joy 620. I know they would love to hear from you and the fact that you heard it here. We're back with more on Joy 620 WRJZ and 102.5 FM. Tis the Bob Bell Show.
The Bob Bell Show.
About to start right now.
Joy 620 WRJZ.
He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can save. Let me tell you about my Jesus.
Hey, good good morning and welcome in. It is now 6:36, 24 minutes away from 7 o'clock. All over the world at WRJZ.com. You're joining us also at 102.5 FM. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Because there ain't none like him, that's for sure. He is the infinite God-man, the one who is. And there never has been a time where he never has been the timeless one. God with skin on, as it were. Joy 620, WRJZ, the pastor of the week, will be in to join us later. That is Phil Nordstrom of Life Church. You'll hear him here. A little bit later on, we'll also hear from Bill Lyle, who's being featured on Focus on the Family. We'll hear from Scotty Scheffler and his testimony. That's the Masters winner. All of that coming up right here, Joy 620, WRJZ. It's much, much more. A lot of other things to talk about in New York City. There was a 5'5" African-American male. They have his name now, at least they suspect his name is, and I can't remember what it was, but they actually have a name. They just hadn't caught him. But he opened a canister, kind of like a smoke bomb, if you will, then started opening fire on people and just started shooting people.
Well, they said they have a suspect name, but I
had they do on, have a suspect name.
They had it on Fox News.
Yeah.
Not too long ago.
Well, I heard it on the Fox News radio broadcast just a moment ago.
Yes.
So, yeah, they have a – I just didn't take the name down. I don't want to say his name. He didn't need to get credit, but he needs to be caught. They think they went to his Facebook page or to one of his platforms, and they saw him, you know, ranting about something and how he liked to watch people die. So this is –
not good.
This is where we are. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so – pray for that area as he is still being searched for. There's a manhunt underway in that part of Brooklyn. But in the subway, and I don't know if you could take anything from this or does it mean anything, and time will only tell, is there were a number of people there that were of Asian descent. You know, was he trying to do a hate crime? I don't know. We'll find out. But hopefully they catch him. No one was killed is what I heard. The mayor of New York was under lockdown because he's got COVID. A lot of the big elites have had COVID the last few weeks. Nancy Pelosi's had COVID. She had COVID and she hugged the president, by the way. But so far he's tested negative, so that's good. You know, I don't want anything bad to happen to him. He needs to retire like today, but you know, there's other things that are to deal with, but I want him to be healthy and happy and strong and fine. You know, did you pray for your president today? You complain about him. I was having this discussion, and it was really a good discussion, with a friend of ours. To hear all these people complain about the world going to you-know-where in a handbasket, but have you prayed about it today? Have you prayed for your leaders? Have you prayed for you? Have you had any gospel conversations? Have you led anybody to Christ? Have you told anybody about the good news? Or are you just complaining? I thought, she's on to something now. That's pretty smart. That's really good. That's what a godly person does. But anyway, lots of other things going on. We're going to have the Picture of Mom contest in the next couple of weeks. You're going to have us showing pictures, maybe even on our Facebook page. You can like us on Facebook at Joy620. But a Picture of Mom will have an opportunity for you to be able to send a picture of your mama in. We could choose her as one of the big winners of one of the big prizes that we have. Some of the prizes will come from the Inn on the River. Some will come from Cashpo Floral and Gift Design. Some will come from, let's see, where else have I got? Knox Rail Salvage. Some will come from Vaughn Pharmacy. We got a lot of things lined up, ready to go, man. Anyway. I'm going to enjoy that. But the picture of mom, and maybe it's a picture of mom with several generations. Who knows? I think it'll be wonderful, too. We'll have a chance to talk to a lot of moms through the next few weeks because we really want to honor mom. And by the way, Mother's Day is May 8th, so don't get caught up in that because a lot of folks will say, hey, is it that early? Yeah, it's always the second Sunday in May. Remember, the first Sunday is May 1. So you turn around, it's an early Mother's Day. Lots going on. Early voting begins today. Let me remind you, just as this friend was reminding me yesterday, politics are local. The people on your local school board, the people who are your local judges, law directors, trustees, and people like that, sheriffs and so forth, they impact your life more than anyone does in Washington. Although, I will never turn a blind eye to what happens in Washington, because federal candidates and office holders certainly have a huge effect on us, as we can see. As of January 20th, 2021, last year, we've had inflation skyrocket to 8.5%. And it was on its way to that kind of number regardless. In other words, it wasn't the war in Ukraine. Vladimir Putin has a lot to be blamed for, but this is not the main thing. Higher gas prices for now, but might I add, you know and I know, gas prices were skyrocketing well over a year ago when the president took office, because he's basically said, you got to remember, this president and the people around him have said that they eventually want to see the eradication of all fossil fuels. And then they'll turn around and say, no, I didn't say that. Well, we've got file where they actually have pretty much promoted the eradication of all fossil fuels. Even coal-fired fuel plants and things like that. They don't want to see any of that. You know, what they want is to try to build dependency. In order for people who are totalitarians to have real power, they have to build a dependency class. That's what it's all about. 643 at Joy 620 WRJZ. Our number, 865-342-5620. This is why I ask, have you prayed for your president today? Now, I mean that. Have you prayed for your president today? All right, today also is Peach Cobbler Day. Are you a Peach Cobbler fan, Dave? With or without ice cream, if it's hot? Go ahead, you can fire it up.
I'll go with ice cream.
I'm with you on that. It really is better with just a little bit of vanilla ice cream. Of course, I'm sitting here talking about stuff I can't have right now.
Why? Well, you give me some apple pie.
You can have mine. I love apple pie, too.
Give me some hot apple pie, dude.
Now, if you do apple pie, do you put a little slice of cheese on it like some people do? Some people do that. They put a little slice of cheddar cheese on their apple pie. Oh, yeah. Don't look at me like that. You ask these old-timers.
That's unheard of for me.
No, it's not unheard. It's unheard of for you.
I never heard of that.
You need to get out of the house more. Seriously, hot apple pie.
American folks, cheese.
The number is 865-342-5620. 865-342-5620.
Oh,
you tell me if you've ever had or seen a slice of hot apple pie with cheese on it. Pastor, have you ever seen with cheese on it?
I'd eat anything with cheese on it.
Well,
there you go.
All right, then. Phil Nordstrom, ladies and gentlemen, is welcome to the program officially at Joy 620 WRJZ. Now, I mean, the old timers and my dad, you say, well, you put a little slice of cheese on that there apple pie. Now the old timer sitting next to you, Pat Paulus, says yes. That I could trust him. Claybo looks at me like, oh, he's never heard of it. Now, some people have never heard of it. To be fair, Dave, you may be in the majority. 645, we're just getting old. All right, today's edition of You've Got to Be Kidding is coming up later on after the top of the hour. We talked to Phil Nordstrom. Life Church is his church. That's our church of the week. All right here, Joy 620, WRJZ and 102.5 FM. And traffic and weather on the way next, brought to you in part by Beatty Chevrolet.
Bob Bell.
There's only one man who would dare give me the raspberry.
Yes, he would. And here he is.
On Joy 620 WRJZ.
Good morning and welcome in. It's now 9 minutes away from 7 o'clock at Joy 620 WRJZ. This is the Bob Bell Show, live and in person. Completely in person and mostly live. No, we're all here.
Wash away my
trouble. Wash
away my pain.
Oh, I'll sing it back. You know this song, don't you?
Wash away my sorrow, wash away my shame with the rain of my life.
All right, here we go. I love it. From Joy 620 WRJZ. As we said, it's Peach Cobbler Day. The number is open at 865-342-5620. So on whether it's peach cobbler or certainly hot apple pie, have you ever had a slice of cheese on it? 865-342-5620, 865-342-5620. I'm curious. Some people like Dave, to be honest with you. It's not because he just doesn't get out of the house enough. That's what it is. But they don't know about putting a slice of cheese on a piece of apple pie. Do you? Am I crazy? Did I just imagine it somewhere? Like, nobody does that. Yeah, they do. Or they did. On a piece of hot apple pie. I'm talking about homemade pie. Stuff that I won't be eating here for the next several weeks, that's for sure. Too much sugar and glucoses. But it's 865-342-5620. So I want you to put that in your contact list. You can also be ready to win things a little bit later on. Right here at Joy 620 WRJZ. Before we go any further, it's time now for today's edition of You've Got to Be Kidding.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding me? Who in their right mind is going to believe this?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Don't need money. Don't take fame. Don't need no credit card.
I knew I was in trouble when I saw this headline, a wayward beaver. The king is on the move. I don't know where I'm going. Talking about the one in Chronicles of Narnia. A wayward beaver rescued while wandering through the streets of the Polish city. Have police in Poland talking about it. There was a confused beaver.
Hey, I don't know where the dam is. Can you tell me? Don't you know where the pile of, it's pile of sticks in the middle of a stream? Can you? Hey.
A confused beaver that wandered into Krakow was rescued after being spotted walking the city streets. Remember, in Krakow, Poland, where we're receiving a lot of people who are fleeing from Ukraine, a lot of refugees. So to see a beaver wandering around is probably a breath of fresh air, because at least it gives people something to think about, laugh about as life goes on. Police sent an animal rescue team to the area. The beaver was relocated outside the city where the beaver could be safe. The city guard posted photos of the beaver just to make sure you know on Facebook that there's a poem for the beaver in salute to him. The poem is called Mr. Beaver. Talks about why he chose to wander the city. One of the lines in it was, "Wasn't it better in the woods?" the post asked. The beaver population in Poland fell to an estimated 235 in 1928. But in conservation methods, they managed to get the beaver population back up over the last few years. 6:55, 5 minutes away from 7 o'clock. A charter fishing company in Florida captured video when a British tourist fishing for sharks actually hooked a rare sawfish right off the state's coast in Florida. Fin and Fly Charters, based in Cocoa Beach, said British tourist Ian Atherton was fishing for sharks about a quarter mile off the coast. Then he hooked up with something really, really large, and he had to wrestle it. I mean, this is not going to be easy to bring in. The company said the tourists and boat crew were stunned after about an hour of wrangling. Atherton brought in a 13-foot sawfish. Now, that's a lot of power he used. That's a lot of effort. That's a tremendous effort. It was a catch of a lifetime for him, said Captain Jamie Glasner. We have only caught two sawfish the last 17 years of business. So congratulations, sir. Well done. Catching a sawfish. A charter fishing company in Florida captured a video of how about that? We printed it up twice. That's what Bob gets for not looking over his copy, right? An unusual traffic stop was caught on camera in San Francisco. Now, this could be anything. Police pulled over a car that turned out to be completely and totally unoccupied. I saw some video of this. The San Francisco Police Department confirmed officers stopped a vehicle in Richmond District. It was observed driving after dark without its headlights, because it didn't need it, because it was on sonar. The problem is other vehicles needed the headlights to be able to see it. The video captured the witness, shows two officers approaching the car after it pulled over by itself, expressing surprise to find it empty.
The autonomous vehicle was a taxi operated by Cruise, a company majority owned by General Motors, GM. Said, our AV yielded to police vehicles, then pulled over to the nearest safe location for the traffic stop as intended. An officer contacted Cruise personnel. No citation was issued. The company said San Francisco police are aware of how to deal with driverless cars. Can I just be frank? This bothers me. I get it, the convenience of reading a book while your car is driving you to work. A la George Jetson. Meet George Jetson. You know what it is? It's the fact that I would have to give up control. And I don't want to give up control. Part of driving a car, getting in your fossil fuel-powered vehicle, right? And saying, today I want to drive up to Townsend and look at the beautiful stream right there on the third prong of the little river. And you could do that without Joe Biden or Pete Buttigieg or anybody running after you. That's today. I fear that in the future it won't be that way. If we have all driverless cars that are controlled by computer components that are centrally controlled, and I'll tell you this. What makes you think that some totalitarian person who loves things that way won't try to control where you go and how you get there and when you go? Do you not understand, after this last 2 years especially, that there are groups of people, doesn't matter if they're called Republicans or Democrats, there's a group of people who love to have a mass amount of control. And while they have control, boy, I sound like a conspiracy theorist, don't I? While they have all this control, they love to build generational wealth for themselves and their children and their grandchildren and their unborn great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren and on down the road. Yeah. By the way, a sheriff's deputy of Virginia came to the rescue of an owl. This owl became lodged between the cab of a bed of a truck that struck it on the road. It just got stuck there. Stafford County Sheriff's Office Animal Control said, though, they responded Monday night when the owl was stuck and struck by a vehicle in Vista Woods. It became trapped. Deputy Hepperly says to remind everybody not to try to remove a wild animal like an owl. Unless that owl can tell you how many licks does it take to get the center of a Tootsie Roll pop. 3:07, Joy 620, WRJZ Knoxville News, brought to you by Fox Toyota and Clinton. What a great day for a test drive today.